This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and the whole thing lost. And there's unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. Check us out on the web. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. And if you haven't got a free copy of our book, we're giving it away. Giving a brand new copy of our hardback book. And you can go there. It's my best-selling book. You can go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com. And pick up a copy of it. We'll give it to you for free. You just got to cover a little bit of the shipping for us to get it to you. I think that's a fair shake. So just cover that. I'll give you the book for free. And the reason we're doing that is we want to help as many people as possible on a mission to be able to help as many people as possible live the life they were designed to live. That is what it's all about. It's to be able to really make a huge impact in your overall health. And remember, to live your potential, health is the vehicle for you to get where you need to go, do what you need to do, be with who you want to be with, love who you want to love, have the energy and vitality to do and accomplish everything you want in life. And so we want to help you get there. And that's what we do here on the show. 888-283-7272 is the number. Give us a call. Or go to the site. You can go to AsaRx.com. Send me an email. I can make it part of the show. Or hit me up on all my social, all at AsaRxTV. Any of the social handles, you can find me there as well. All right, let's get to the phones, kick off, and go to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, I went to the hospital this week and was diagnosed with acute colitis, and I just want to know what I could eat other than the BRAT diet because I'm losing weight.
Yeah, and the BRAT diet is fine for periodically, okay? But for the long term, probably not the best. So if your doctors have you on that, great. But, you know, it's all about cutting out inflammation, right? I mean, there's certain foods we've got. And of course, if you get a copy of my book, which you can get a free copy right now, go to myfreehealthbook.com. We'll send it to you. But if you understand that there's foods that create inflammation in the body, actually make inflammation, makes it worse. And there's foods that take inflammation out of the body. So if you can kind of realize and figure out what foods work, which ones don't, which ones you need to stay away from, all of that. When you get that down, that can make a big difference. And so the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book is a great one to utilize. And you can compare it with the BRAT diet. It has some similarities, but it gives you, I think, a little bit more of a variety. And it's more well-rounded because here's the thing. If you start missing, if you take too many of the foods out, you're going to miss nutrients. And one of the number one reasons that our bodies break down is because of nutritional deficiencies. More than anything else, that's one of the main reasons. So the nutritional deficiencies, that's the big deal. So I want to encourage you that one of the things that is super, super important is to begin to follow that and keep it kind of as your primary. Because everybody gets sidetracked on everything. Right, but I'll tell you, you're eating. We are what we eat, just like Granny taught us. She taught me that. I went through all the school and everything, schooling and clinicals and everything. And at the end of the day, we are what we eat. She was right. She nailed it. So that's what I would encourage you. If you want to know what you can eat, it's a laundry list. So you really want to get a copy of the book and focus on the foods that are on the approved list. There's kind of an approved list and a non-approved list. You want to stay away from, obviously, the non-approved. And really stick to that and make it a huge part of what you do. Okay, but keep me posted. If you need help getting a copy of that book, just let my team know, and they can help you. Okay, 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX. Go to asarx.com. We're here to help you live your potential. Alan in St. Louis, Missouri says, I work on my feet all day, and I've noticed that my knees are beginning to hurt. What could this be? Well, the weight bearing, depending on how much you weigh, because you didn't list that in the email, but it depends on how much you weigh. It could just be the weight bearing. Could be that you have inflammation, and inflammation is a big deal. It starts in the gut, goes to other areas, okay? And if you have a lot of inflammation, that can really, really begin to lay the standard out of what's going on in the body. So I would first and foremost get a good idea of what that looks like, okay? That's huge. So here's where I'd start. Let me back up. I would start with getting your fatty acids looked at, all right? Because you've got different types of fatty acids in your profile. You got sixes and nines and threes. You need to get a good understanding of where that is, plus trans fats, and see what's going on with that whole situation. The reason is because when your fatty acids are low, that's one of the main markers for inflammation. It'll make inflammation go up high. And joint pain begins to happen, too. Now, the other thing, too, is you could be low in vitamin D. Vitamin D3, when it is low, can create and mimic joint pain. And I mean joint pain where there's been no injury, right? Like you're talking about, you're just on your knees all day or on your feet all day and the knees hurt. And that can happen. Definitely can. So it's really about making sure you have the right kind of foods and the right combination, but it's also making sure that you have the right nutrients. And vitamin D is one of those super nutrients. It's actually a hormone, but we still classify it as a vitamin, and that's cool. But it regulates so much in the body, it's a big deal. So I would focus on that first and foremost. Get a blood test done, see what your vitamin D levels are, get a blood test done, figure out what your fatty acid levels are, and then build it up like a muscle. Like a gas tank, you got to fill it up, build it up, and begin to keep the body where it needs to be. And that's what's going to help you get out of this situation. I mean, could it just be arthritis in the knee? Yes, but that's such a blanket term. It's like we all have arthritis, right? And it's like, duh, as my daughter would say, right? So it's true. It's true. And we just have to get to a point where really, when the nutrition is right in the body, when your fitness is right, it doesn't matter if you're 25 or 85. You can beat so much of what we deal with in our health and completely win. That's what I love about this whole thing, is that you don't have to be stuck. And a lot of people feel stuck, but you don't have to be stuck. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, someone that believes like we do, check out our providers. You can go to the website, go to asarx.com. You can easily find our providers there that will help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. And that's what it's all about. It is about thriving. Our healthy university system teaches you, trains you. We have a campus to be able to help you come to. You can come hang out with us. You can watch it online. We've got a whole teaching system to be able to get you to the next level of your health and your life. So I encourage you to check that out. If you don't have a free copy of the book, give you a copy. It's a hardback copy of my best-selling book. Give it away for free. I give it to you. It's going to cover a little bit of shipping costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. We'll get a copy of that to you. More of your questions. I'm going to see you waiting there on the lines. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you have questions about your health, give us a call or go to the website and go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. We're here for you each and every day, taking you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Because you do. You need to be in a good spot. You need to be in a place where you can thrive and not just barely make it. You need to be in a place where you can really be the best version of you. And that's what we want to help you do. So if you haven't got a free copy of my book, go to myfreehealthbook.com. We give you a copy so you can have it. And it can really help transform your life, which it does. And we've got so many testimonials and stories of people that it has. It's good information. And it's kind of your textbook for natural health and ways to live a better lifestyle. And so things you can pick up and do in your kitchen like the minute you read it, which is why it's so cool. I wrote it that way, so it's applicable, and you can jump in and get started ASAP. All right, let's jump on the phones and get over to Anna. Hi, Anna. Welcome.
I'm allergic to everything. Foods, chemicals, animals, dust, everything. Medicines. I have back problems, so I can't exercise. I have breathing problems, so I can't walk well. And I'm disabled and on disability.
Now, let me stop you right there. So, allergic to everything, right? So, you got to define everything. Being allergic to everything may not really be everything, okay? So being allergic, I get it. Being allergic is a lot of times, remember, when you're allergic seemingly to everything, the gut has got an issue all on its own. There's a massive issue in the gut that needs to be looked at. And there's an issue really more than anything with inflammation, because the gut itself, if there's all kinds of yeast and fungal issues, or if there's just an imbalance of the acidity versus the alkalinity, you can start having issues where there's excessive amount of histamine being developed by the foods you eat. And maybe they're healthy foods and maybe they're not, but the foods you're putting in your body, a lot of times, are producing excessive histamine, and that's what causes the allergy type symptoms like the congestion, the runny nose, and the itchy eyes and all that. That's what creates that, is that whole situation. So you want to really look at a good, kind of in a good spot or a good space for why that happens. And it really comes down to your habits more than anything. And the good thing about that is habits may be tough to change in some ways, but also not hard to change in other ways. So that's kind of a good way to look at it and figure out that you can change and you can get better and you don't have to be stuck. You really can make a difference with where you are. It's about making the right choices and doing kind of the right thing. So I want to encourage you that you can do that. You just have to come up with a good, solid game plan to be able to pull that off. And we'll help you with that. That's what we're going to talk about. So with being allergic to that, first thing you want to do, always get with somebody and get started on a good eating plan that eliminates the foods that create inflammation. Now, like I said, the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, is you can simply get that at myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com, get the anti-inflammatory diet there. It's in the book, but the hardback book is going to give you so much more, and it'll be a guideline to be able to help you really dig in and be able to create change for yourself. So I always recommend that you get coached and have a good provider with you that can work with you, that understands lifestyle-based care and medicine. So you need that. And our coaching team is amazing. So if you need help, our coaches are always available. And then we got providers around the country that can help you too. So it's kind of like whatever you want to do, we'll be there to help you along the way. That's where you want to start, though. That's the key. So the key is to really be able to thrive. It's about your habits. So you got to get your habits right first, okay? Now, I get the whole disability thing. I get it. It's real. And I've got so much respect for people that get into that because it's a challenge. But just remember that even though there may be some physical limitations for you, that you don't let your mind get wrapped up in the disability mindset. And what I mean by that is that you're always able, okay? You have ability. Maybe it's not what it used to be. Maybe it's not in the capacity. But you are able. And you're able to be the best version of you today. And so think of yourself at what you're able to do. Think about your ability. What ability? I had a great pastor friend of mine that said that it's in life, if you look at it a certain way, it's all about perspective, right? So he said in life, it's on how you look at it. It's about perspective. And he said it's not about what you've lost, because I think we get into a place so many times where we sit around and we think about, well, what we've lost in every area of life, right? But it's not about what you've lost. If you focus on what you have left, maximize what you have left, and then that's the real game plan. Okay, that becomes your new normal. That becomes your new plan for today. Because you've already lived life. You've lived life in certain seasons of life. Okay, great. What's this season look like? You got a certain amount of what you have left. So maybe you have to do disability as technicality for finances or whatever, but don't let your mind wrap yourself up in that you are and know that you are able. And you're able to be able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever ask, think, or do if you'll put your mind to it. You know, one of the great things my dad taught me when I was a kid is there's a phrase he would always use, and I still have it today. I can still hear him saying it, and I've lived it out. And people say, how do you accomplish so much? How do you do so much? How have you done so much? And why is it almost that no, you don't even hear the word no? And I really don't. Like, it serves me well, and sometimes it doesn't serve me well. Like, I need to listen probably a little bit more, but I really don't hear the word no. Not when my mind's set on something. And it's because I really believe from a very, very early age, my dad said, you can do anything you put your mind to. Not that you put your body to, not that you put your hands to or your feet to, but anything you put your mind to, you can do it. Your mind, the power of your mind, it's powerful. So I want to encourage you. Yes, there's a strategy for getting out of these allergies. It's an eating strategy of elimination. And there's a whole plan about that in my book, okay, myfreehealthbook.com. But just know that you're able. Know that you're not bound by limitations and you're not bound by your past. That you have a brand new future. And you decide that of what that's going to look like. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Discussions about the Russia-Ukraine conflict are taking place among world leaders. On a nearly two-hour call with China's president, President Biden warned about implications and consequences of Chinese assistance to Russia. As far as if China is supporting and helping Russia, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells CNN,
I would hope that China would not support this despicable act by Putin, and so hard to say what they will do.
The White House is anticipating tough questions from Republicans during a Senate confirmation hearing for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee. Ketanji Brown Jackson spending her week meeting with Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. The confirmation hearing begins Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
South Dakota's governor is once again accusing the Biden administration of playing politics.
The National Park Service denies South Dakota a fireworks show again this year at Mount Rushmore to celebrate the 4th of July. Republican Governor Kristi Noem on Fox News says the Biden administration continues to hate on America with politics.
Last week, we reminded the National Park Service that they hadn't made a determination on our permit, and just days later, they rejected it. We're still tied up in court fighting over last year's permit. The fact that they denied us the opportunity to celebrate the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore on no grounds. They did it for political reasons, because they don't want to allow us to have a celebration in South Dakota around that monument.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A former Arkansas deputy has been found guilty of negligent homicide. He shot and killed 17-year-old Hunter Britton in the parking lot of an auto body shop last year, claiming he thought the teen had a gun. The jury sentenced the former county deputy to 1 year in jail and issued him a $1,000 fine. Cigarette use in the country is down to its lowest number since 1965. That's according to the CDC, which says 12.5% of American adults lit one up in 2020. As for the overall look at tobacco products during the pandemic ravaged year, 19% of adults used them. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give us a call. Go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. I'm Asa, your host, here with you each and every day. You can check us out. All the social media is at AsaRxTV. AsaRxTV. You can easily find us there and jump on board with everything we're doing. Instagram's where I'm the most active, but we do Facebook and Twitter, and I hang out on some of those platforms too. Spotify's really good for us. You jump in and check out our Spotify. We release new albums, as we call them, once a quarter. So check out Spotify, and you'll be able to see that. And jump on board with all that we're doing. We are here to help you live your potential and become the best version of you. That's what this whole thing's about. Health is just a vehicle. Like, I can sit here and help you with your health all day long and come up with ideas. I get all that. But ultimately, it's for you to live better. I mean, that's what the show's about. It's not about, should I take fish oil or a multivitamin? although all those things are important, and I'll tell you all the strategies to have a great, healthy body, I care more about what you decide to do. I care more about your will to and your want tos. I care more about the choices that you make every single day and how that impacts your overall health and your overall life. That's what I want to see. That's what we care about here more than anything. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. All right, let's jump in and talk to Terry. Hi, Terry.
Well, I'm doing a blood type diet where you eat according to your blood type, and it says under every blood type that coconut's not good for us under any blood type. And so, and I also looked it up on my phone, is, you know, like coconut or coconut oil good for us? And one study says it is, and then the other study that says it isn't is something about saturated fat, and the strand of saturated fat's not good for our heart. And so I just want to know the truth to see if the diet that I'm on is correct, and then also the other study that said it's not good. I just want the truth to know if anyone knows if it's beneficial for us or not. It's kind of conflicting information. So anyway, that's all my question is, if coconut oil, coconut puree is good for us because of the diet, the blood type diet that I'm on.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, a great question. The blood type diet is, I mean, Dr. Diamond, he did research on that, and there's been research done on it even before him, which he did a good job with it, really did. And there's some benefits to some of that, but I'll tell you this. Coconut oil, from everything, there's a lot of conflicting information, you're right. And I think you got to look at where the sources are of that conflicting information. Like, who's benefiting from that conflicting, or who's trying to tear it down? There's a big game going on. It's all about, it's a game of different people doing research and who believes who and who has the better research. But if you look at the mechanics of coconut oil and coconut, I mean, it's the benefits are so high across the board in every way that it's a no-brainer. So I would encourage you. I mean, I do coconut oil. I'm a huge fan of it. It's in my book. I teach it. I eat it. I use it. I cook with it. And it's a major part of my diet. And I think that coconut oil, because it's a medium, what we call a medium chain triglyceride, MCT. So it goes, it's a fat, but it burns in the body like a carbohydrate. So it's really unique in how it works. But it's great for getting your calories up if you're trying to keep calories up while you're going like a low carb or something like that. It really helps. But coconut oil is antifungal too. And it's got anti-yeast. So if you've got all that kind of stuff going on in the gut, coconut oil is essential because it comes in and really helps to break a lot of that down and make a difference in that way. So those are the things you got to look at and kind of understand that coconuts are really good for you. I think they're just more than anything a superfood. I think there's so many benefits to them. They also really help with thyroid function. They help regulate thyroid function and how well it does. I mean, all of that plays a role. So you really have to look at, yeah, they could say, well, it's a saturated fat and it's going to make you have a heart attack. No, it's not. Okay? We need saturated fats to make our omega-3 fats, the monounsaturated fats. We need the saturated fat to even make the other work. Like, if you just have all non-saturated fats, you've got to have saturated fats for everything to work right. So you have to have them. So I'm a big fan. I think it's beneficial, and I think it works really well to help restore the body in a lot of ways. Okay, I hope that helps. And again, I talk a lot about that in my book, and you can pick up a hard copy of my book. Just go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. You can find it there, and I think it would be an encouragement to you. It's free. We send it to you. You just got to cover the shipping. Okay. So do that, and I think that'll be a good place for you to start because it really does The coconut oil, I think, is extremely beneficial. 20 addictive foods. We're going to go through those. You think you're hooked? You think you're addicted to food? Most people don't. And then you take the food away from them for a week and watch them freak out, right? So if you have an issue, there's foods that kind of fit in these categories. The different categories for food addictions go like this. So there's chocolate and there's french fries, and these are both high in fat and refined carbohydrate and sugar. Then there's cheese and bacon, which is high in fat, but not refined carbohydrates and sugar. Pretzels and soda, high in refined, everything that's on an airplane, right? So high in refined carbohydrates and sugar, but not fat. Broccoli and chicken, low in fat, low in refined carbohydrates and sugar. So in general, the researchers found that, this is what they used in the study, by the way. They used these categories. So how many of you think the chicken and broccoli people were all excited? They were not excited, I can promise you. So in general, the researchers found that processed foods high in fat and having high glycemic load were the most frequently associated with the addictive eating behaviors. And the glycemic load measures how quickly a standard serving of a particular food will spike your blood sugar. There was an interesting exception, they said. And the researchers found that men had more of a problem with some of the processed foods, like steaks, the nuts, the cheeses, than the women did. They actually had more of an issue with that. And here's the list. We're going to go down the list of the foods that they used in this study. But it was pizza, chocolate, chips, cookies, ice cream, french fries, cheeseburger, soda, cake, cheese, bacon, fried chicken, rolls, popcorn, buttered, of course, breakfast cereal, gummy candy, steak, muffins, nuts, and eggs. Okay? And they said, although some of the foods in the list were unprocessed, the researchers observed that the processing tends to result in higher concentration of addictive substances in the food with an addition of fat, carbs, and sugar. So in other words, the dose of fat and sugar you get in a cake or pizza is much higher than you would find in nature. For sure. No doubt about it. So these are some of the most addictive foods they have, and I'll have this list on the website if you want to go to asarx.com and go into our blog section, and you'll be able to see that. We've got all these health articles there that we put out every week, and you can go there and find it, and then, of course, get everything you need. Find whatever you need. That's where all the articles, and that's where everything is that can really help you along the way. So I want to encourage you to go check that out. Okay, big deal when it comes to food addiction. And we're seeing it more and more than ever. Food addictions are a big deal. Food addictions play a big role. Food addictions are really the biggest challenge, I think. Because we talk about drugs and alcohol and cigarettes, but I think food's the greatest addiction. Because once everybody gets off the other ones, what do they turn to? they turn to food. Nobody turns to, like, fitness, for the most part, to get all amped up and be addicted, right? I mean, I'm probably addicted to fitness. I work out 6 days a week, sometimes two and three times a day. Is that an addiction? I don't know. I just feel good. And I got to teach you guys this stuff, so I have to be the ultimate. Like, I have to be the guy doing all that, right? So that's a big key. But I would encourage you, though, look at what's an addiction, what's not, and really start working on your habits, because your habits are going to make the biggest difference overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's get over to Virginia. Hi, Virginia. Virginia, you with us?
I have a problem with bloating and gas. Can you tell me something natural that I can do for that situation? I don't know what's causing the gas and the bloating.
It's a great question. It really is, because bloating is something that I think so many people struggle with. And it sounds so simple. You're like, well, I just feel so bloated. A lot of people are bloated. Like, bloating is like, it should be considered a health challenge. It really is. So what happens is the gut, the bacteria in the gut gets out of balance. And so you can build up things like yeast or fungal issues or heavy metals. You can build up those kind of things. Heavy metals a lot of times not so much, but the yeast and fungal issues for sure. And then if the bacteria gets out of balance, that's where everything really starts to kick in. So probiotics, at least 30 billion, maybe 40 billion in per capsule. Digestive enzymes are really good. Hydrochloric acid, which you can help stimulate with apple cider vinegar, because sometimes the bloating is your body not being able to break down proteins very well. And the apple cider vinegar is a great way to do that. So I just want to encourage you, if you have to get your diet right. So get a copy of my book, myfreehealthbook.com. It's free. Go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. And the anti-inflammatory diet is in there, and it will be a real blessing to you. Okay? Keep me posted how it goes. This is Asa RX. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you.
I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. We're here for you each and every day to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. To live your potential and help you become the best version of you. All right, most teens' physical activity now is happening at school, and that's about it. About half of the young teens' daily physical activity occurs at school, but it accounts for just a fraction of their time there. So we knew that schools were a major source of physical activity for kids, but we were surprised that kids spent only 4.8% of their time at school physically active. The lowest of all locations, said study lead author Jordan Carlson, director of community engaged health research at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Besides helping to prevent obesity and chronic disease, physical activity has benefits for bone health, brain development, academic achievement, on-task behavior, and mental health, they said. So kids have a natural instinct to move around. They just do. And schools can support it by providing more opportunities for students to be active, like incorporating physical activity in the classroom is one way of doing that. Study also found that walking to school added an extra 15 to 20 minutes of overall physical activity to children's days, yet the proportion of kids who walk to school has dropped from 40% a few decades ago to 15% now. So building schools closer to students' homes, improving pedestrian safety, and utilizing drop-off zones when the distance to school is too far, they could have meaningful impacts on their overall physical activity and health, Carlson said. But the researchers now measured how much moderate to vigorous physical activity nearly 550 teens received daily by outfitting them with a GPS tracker and an accelerometer for an average of 7 days. The group of teens ranged from age from 12 to 16 and was diverse in terms of gender. So they had a good variety of it. The teens spent about 42% of their waking time at school and a little more than a quarter of their time at home. They also spent about 13% of their time in their neighborhoods and 14% of their time elsewhere. So overall, the study found that they spend an average of 39 minutes a day engaged in moderate to vigorous physical activity, significantly less than the 60 minutes recommended for healthy development and obesity prevention. On school days, just over half this activity time occurred at school, the study found. And when average across the full week, including weekends, teens got about 42% of their total physical activity while they were in school, which I think is interesting. But they got about 10% of their total physical activity each week in the neighborhood or around their school, the study found. But despite the declining budgets, it's important that the schools not neglect the value of physical education. I completely agree. It's a big deal, and I don't think we tackle it enough and put enough importance on it, but it's a really, really big deal. And the most important implication coming out of the study was that as a society, including parents and educators, healthcare providers, and government officials, we need to do more to promote a healthy, active lifestyle among the at-risk adolescents. That's really the biggest deal. So studies are showing that kids learn better when they have time for physical activity. I totally agree. Like back in the day, I would never want to think that I'm getting to the point where I would ever say back in the day. It feels like yesterday, right? But we were, like, so active. Now, I know we didn't have the devices. I mean, even the video games were pretty, like compared to what's now, like, it looked like a piece of popcorn bouncing around on the TV screen. Like, it's awful. But we thought it was cool. And they started to get better, you know, but it wasn't enough to keep our attention. I think now everything is so awesome that we're all, everything's fighting for your attention. Everything. TV, you know, podcasts, the internet for sure. And things are so advanced. And I think kids get, they get into what they get into. But the last thing a lot of kids want to do is just go out and play and run around. Like that day has really changed a lot. Where, I mean, it was pulling teeth to get me to come in. Like literally my mother would be out in the neighborhood playing. She'd have to like, I'd be like clawing not to go inside even to eat dinner. I just wanted to stay out and play nonstop until it, I mean, it was dark and I was still wanting to play. So physically active is something I've always been. And I really enjoy it. And especially after sitting in school all day, that was like, I was like, let me, you know, I got to go. So I just hope kids, we will find ways to help kids get more active and be more physically active, because childhood obesity is going up through the roof. And it really is like one out of three of our young people under the age of 11 has type 2 diabetes. That's crazy. Think about that. One out of three. It's crazy, but it's the truth. And I think we need to do something about it. I think we need to deep dive in. We need to make something happen. Otherwise, our generation coming up underneath them is going to be in for a world of challenge. That's for sure. And I think it's sad because we have so much information, but it really comes down to behavior. It's like one more study comes out, we found this drug or we found this way to help with diabetes, but we're not addressing the behavior. Like no one is addressing the behavior. Like you think it's genetics? Or do you think it's the broken home that child comes from? Or do you think that it's the fact that their food sources are not that great? Or it's the fact that there's no one in the house to cook for them? They're eating out of boxes all the time with junk food because both parents are working. And I'm not faulting anybody for that. I'm just saying it is what it is. Like diabetes is not happening because the genetics are being passed down. There are genetic involvement, but it's not. It's like 10%, 5% maybe. It's lifestyle habits. We know that. It's proven. So until we tackle that, until we want to take on behavior, nobody wants to take on behavior. This is why, this is what I do. This is what we do here, by the way. If you haven't figured that out yet, this is why we do what we do. Because I don't want to see people suffer. And I can tell you after being almost 20 years of clinical practice, I can tell you that it's not just genetics. And it's not just, oh, oops, I've got high blood pressure. Like, you look at that person's life and behavior, that's why their body's breaking down. You want to figure that out? That's why their body's breaking down. So, that's the deal. I want to see our kids get better. I want them to have a better environment. I think we can do better as leaders and parents. We have to. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Mr. Fig, also Derek Allen, and John Garrison, our chief engineer. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you live your potential. This is Asa RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.